Greetings, sisters and brothers, on this Lenten journey together. Today is Monday of the third full week of Lent. It's day 17 of our Lenten journey, and we return today to Joyce Rupp's wonderful Lenten devotion called Jesus, Friend of My Soul. The scripture verse for today's devotion comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verse 32. It reads this way: "They were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority." Integrity comes from a word meaning untouched, whole, entire, or complete, indicating that the person we believe ourselves to be actually matches our attitudes and the actions we undertake. The familiar phrase, "walk your talk," perhaps best describes the essence of this virtue. Jesus spoke with an authority that revealed his integrity and truthfulness. His words did not come from a desire to have power over others or a need to manipulate them through his statements. Rather, his teaching and deeds proved effective because they originated from the core of his being. When Jesus spoke and acted, he came across as authentic, clear, and believable. He was genuinely himself. His power originated from the truth of his transparent existence. When a lack of integrity forms, like cataracts on our eyes, our verbal communication and the way we conduct ourselves gradually grow hazy. We no longer view our way of approaching life clearly. A spiritual blindness develops through debilitating habits. This non-awareness leads to harmful behaviors, such as a routine dishonesty, false criticism, and damaging jealousy. These behaviors accumulate until integrity becomes hidden behind the veil of hypocrisy. Integrity insists we speak to others with genuineness, not giving false assertions or speaking half-truths. Do our statements come from the depths of who we are? Does anything about our attitudes require removal, so our attributes of goodness match what we say and do? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, authentic teacher, clear away any debris of hidden falseness that has formed cataracts on my view of self. I desire to see my harmful habits more clearly. May I also have a better vision of the ways that I already live as a person of clear integrity. Today, my words and my deeds match my truest self. Amen. And once again, thank you for listening to today's devotion. I'll be thinking of you as you continue on your Lenten journey this week, and be sure and talk again tomorrow. It'll be Tuesday of the third full week of Lent. Until then, God's blessings on your life.